Travel Your Way. Rediscover the World on Your Own Terms by Nathan James Thomas. Published by Exile Publishing and read by the author. Dedication to my parents who always understood the need to travel. Preface. In 2019, I was invited to write a book with a simple premise. Travel is easier and more accessible than ever before. Therefore, it needs to be taken more seriously. In the world of cheap flights and borderless continents, it wants to be a rallying cry to eke more depth out of your experiences, to challenge your assumptions, break your psychological and information bubbles, and connect in a deeper way with the people and places you encountered. In the time of fear of the other, it wants to be an invitation and practical guide to use travel as a means to connect on a more profound level with yourself and with the world. In creating this book, my goal was not to write from the perspective of someone better at travel, smugly telling you how to do it. Instead, it would be a catalog of the mistakes I made in my early clumsy wanderings. Enhanced with the experiences of a diverse group of travelers of all ages and demographics who would provide interviews and insights, Travel Your Way would be a manifesto for the ambitious traveler. It wouldn't tell you to eat here or there, but it would contain advice for dodging tourist traps and finding yourself surrounded by locals, even in the world's top tourist hubs. It wants to be the book I wish someone had written before I first set out on solo journeys at the age of 17. Living in Budapest, I wrote the original draft of Travel Your Way among the cafes of the old town, seeking advice from many members of the Intrepid Times community of writers and wanderers, and receiving regular and valuable feedback from my publishers, Exile. The manuscript was completed in late 2019, edited, proofread, typeset, designed, and ready to hit the printers in early 2020. And then the world I had set out to write about ceased to exist, at least for a time. It was never my intention to keep traveling throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. It just worked out that way. My partner and I had moved out of our apartment in Budapest in February 2020 with the intention of traveling and working remotely for a month or two before settling elsewhere. So when we found ourselves locked down in Albania a couple of weeks later, we had all our possessions with us and no home to return to. We stuck it out in Albania before drifting through Greece, Poland, Spain, and eventually Tbilisi, Georgia, where I am now writing from. While disconcerting at the start, in the end, this was probably a twisted kind of good fortune. Being unusually untethered made it natural to move about in the windows of openness that the world presented to us. We saw lockdown in three countries, but also experienced perhaps the warmest receptions of our travel careers. Rarely have locals in well-trodden tourist cities on the Mediterranean been so thrilled to hear the clanking sounds of the English language on their streets. Throughout this year, Intrepid Times co-editor Jennifer Roberts and I have mentored a small group of budding travel writers via the Intrepid Times Private Writers Club. Working with these mostly grounded travelers from the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, India, New Zealand, Australia, and beyond provided rich insight into how this year affected the mind of a traveler. Frustration and despair one day blended into hope and exhilaration the next. Each news bulletin brought with it fear or anger or exasperation, and throughout it all, the memory of past travel experiences grew stronger and more profound as writers and travelers found ways to reconnect with the events, places, and people that had helped form them. For those of us who, like me, through luck or circumstance or recklessness, kept traveling throughout 2020 and the first half of 2021, the lessons we had acquired over the previous years on the road served us well in the new reality. The mechanics of travel may have changed, but the principles remain the same. Travel teaches you to study for the test, to treat each border guard like a snobbish schoolteacher, and present yourself to them like a preppy prefect. It teaches you to do your homework, to have the inane forms filled out, to know your rights, to look the part so you get waved through, and spend as little time in administrative limbo as possible. We might not always be able to control where we are allowed to go, but we can control how we interact with the people there. We cannot control the 24-hour news cycle, but we can control how we process information, what to believe and what to question. We cannot stop the world from trying to make us afraid to step out of our front doors, but we can keep the flame of wanderlust alive. Not all the news, of course, is grim, In a world of remote workers, certain aspects of long-term travel are in fact more accessible now than ever before. You may find yourself less tied down to your office. Your bank or boss or mortgage broker may be more willing to engage with you via email. Those annual conferences might now be Zoom calls. Little by little, institutions seem to be starting to give you the freedom to conduct your affairs from wherever you choose to be. There are other opportunities inherent in this moment. As fewer people travel, or more people stick to the familiar, those who do travel are more welcome than ever. As guidebooks become redundant and travel agencies crumble, people are being forced to engage their own creativity and grit and plot their own paths around the world, once again. As barriers are erected against free travel, a part of us chafes at this imposition. Perhaps we had to experience the loss of travel to understand how much we really need it. And if so, the goal of this book has been moved closer and not further away by these otherwise ghastly events. In rewriting this book to contend with the fast-changing new reality, I have tried to look beyond the day-to-day openings and closings, variants and vaccines, hopes and fears, which still dominate the news cycle, and instead focus on what we humble travelers have the power to control. This new pandemic-proof edition of Travel Your Way is dedicated to its original purpose of helping you get more from your travel experiences. It is also galvanized with the understanding that your freedom to travel has never been more tenuous, and setting out concrete steps you can take to enhance your travels and get more out of those trips you are able to take, it is also my goal to fire up both your curiosity and courage as you venture out into this new world. Travel now, more than ever, deserves to be done well. Nathan James Thomas, Tbilisi, Georgia, June 2021.